Felix stopped, put an arm out to stop Allie. Then he placed his faceplate against his.
Thank you, Allie, for...
The tears ran warmly down his smile.
For coming to get me.
Allie blinked, embarrassed. He shrugged elaborately. I had some free time. Felix laughed. And it began, so quickly it began. The wind first. It swept over them without warning, pounding against them with rhythmic, pulsing gusts. The sand sizzled against their armor. The transit cone symbol appeared on his and everyone else's hollows. The CO's voice barked on command frequency,
Everyone in from the perimeter! Prepare for retrieval!
The Imperial Guard materialized out of a gust, collapsing around their master.
Damn this wind! Shouted Allie. Come on!
He shouted and started to run. Felix and the guard followed. The CO again.
Transit cone sighted! Everyone in on me! On the double!
Felix and Allie arrived at the back of a pack of warriors. Seeing them, the warriors parted to let them by. The transit cone, 10 meters away, shimmered clearly before them. The CO again in front of them as a gust receded.
Sir, if you'd care to go first?
I would indeed, replied Allie, stepping forward and motioning Felix to do the same.
What's that?
Asked a voice. Felix was not paying attention.
Looks like a mountain,
said another voice. Felix was just following Allie.
Where?
Asked a third voice. Felix automatically looked around.
There,
said the first voice, and Felix looked where the man was pointing and froze. The warrior was pointing to a hive. It was the biggest Felix had ever seen. Kilometers away, it must have been thousands of meters high. But he did not think of that then. He thought of hive, knuckle, transit beam, the hammer. The hammer!
Allie!
The first blast was awesome. It threw him off his feet. He crashed into the sand on his side. He could see nothing for the sand. Screams, piercing, whimpering, unbelieving, filled his ears. He couldn't find Allie, and he yelled for him, but there were too many people yelling already and too many forms on his hollows. He stood up and rushed forward, and the second hammer struck, flattening him face down into the sand. And there were more screams, and with them horrible sounds coming from all over of wrenching plasteel and bone and pressure escaping.
Allie!
He screamed, but he could hardly hear his own voice, much less any reply. Another blast erupted, and another, all around him, homing in, he knew, homing in on the transit beacon, and the people, and Allie, and more screams, then something flew past him, crumpling as it went, and he knew what it must be, but he didn't care. He didn't. It wasn't gold. And there he was, suddenly on the ground before him, the cone flickering dully off the gold. He rushed forward and grabbed and tried to lift as another blast struck, and more screams.
No!
Allie was screaming.
Let go!
And he saw it then, saw the hole, saw the sand being blown out from between Allie's golden clenched fingers as they tried to hold it shut. Seconds, only seconds left.